As I through a meadow one morning did pass, when flowers and blossoms were springing, I happened to hear a young beautiful lass, as she this new ditty sat singing. His beauty without any manner of pride, I'd give 40 shillings, I might be a bride, to have a kind husband to lie by my side. It is a fine thing to be married. Alas, I have used all manner of means for tempting young bachelors to me. For 2 or 3 year I have been in the teens, yet there is no gallant will woo me. My passion with Cupid is daily at strife, so that I am weary of a single life. I wish that young Robin would make me his wife. It is a fine thing to be married. I now am a servant and drudge like a slave, exposed to all manner of weather. But had I a husband, it then would be brave, then we might both cuddle together. The charms of my beauty would surely invite my husband to taste of the pleasant delight. In pleasure we'll spin out the long winter's night. It is a fine thing to be married. The lass that is married, her husband and she, enjoys pleasant charms out of measure. Yet I am not certain what sport it might be, but sure it is some sort of pleasure. But ere it be long, I'm resolved to know if any good fellow some kindness will show. What causes this itching above and below? It is, I dare swear, to be married. The good man, he dotes on the charms of her eyes, and daily endeavors to please her. Nay, every morning before he doth arise, he'll hug her, nay, kiss her, and squeeze her. Now when she doth find him thus frolic and free, in love and affection they both do agree. It makes her as blithe as a bird in a tree. It is a fine thing to be married. Nay, when a young woman is breeding, you know, the husband with dainties will feed her. And as it to higher perfection does grow, abroad he will carefully lead her. And then whatsoever she'll covet and crave, the honest good man he endeavors to have, whereby he her timorous longing may save. It is a fine thing to be married. And when the young women do chant to cry out, they straightways are called to their labors. And then after this comes a gossiping bout, to do as the rest of their neighbors. They in their apparel are decked neat and fine, to prattle and likewise to tipple in wine, until all their noses with claret does shine. Oh, 'tis a fine thing to be married. I hope in good time it will come to my turn to be at that sweet recreation. All persons must own it a weighty concern, it being for multiplication. And therefore if now I could light up a friend on whom I might here for a husband depend, I would not delay it a week to an end. It is a fine thing to be married.